I know you've lived your whole life being uncool, unpopular, a stupid nerd. But now you can be cool.
So now that I've got the cool guy sunglasses,
yeah,
I'm officially a cool guy.
Stamp of approval. Always speaking slowly. Understand what we say. Just a couple of teachers.
Here we go, speaking kind of slow. Gotta make you laugh with a super silly show. Making funny jokes, using words that you know.
You know.
Pen on babe with a reggae flow.
Let's go.
English conversation, that is our creation. Listen to the program.
English education.
You cleaned up the song.
I cleaned it up.
You're the musical cleaner.
Yeah. I recorded over the dirty part.
Yeah, it was a little dirty.
Little bit dirty. I apologize.
That's okay.
Now we are back. We are in person. Ben and Abe together again.
This is us. It's really us. And you're looking very cool today.
Thank you.
You look like some kind of a wrestler.
Oh, like a pro wrestler?
Like a wrestler.
Oh, brother. This Friday, I'm going to body slam you all the way down to hell.
WrestleMania, brother.
Yeah, we'll explain these cool sunglasses a little bit later.
They're very, very cool.
Yeah.
You know why they're so cool?
They're kind of like 1980s style.
That's why. I love the 80s.
The 80s was an interesting time. It's when electric music really took off.
Yeah.
Became popular.
Amazing music, great fashion, just great attitudes. Let's go.
The 1980s.
The 1980s.
When
exciting.
We were born.
Yeah, we're children of the 80s.
We are children of the 80s.
Children of the 80s. Could be a good song.
Anyway, Ben, we've got a couple of questions, so I'm going to hit the music.
Hit it.
If you've got a question.
What do you do?
Just ask Ben and Abe.
Because Ben and Abe will answer you.
Yeah. All right, this question comes from another international listener.
Okay.
Japanese living abroad.
I see.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And she wants to know, well, let me play the clip for you.
There's a clip?
Go ahead. Put on the headphones. Okay. I'm going to play the clip for you, Ben.
Let me listen.
Okay.
Well, you haven't tried my cookies yet. I make coconut cookies.
Oh, really?
I do, yeah.
You bake cookies?
I've perfected the recipe, actually.
Really?
I do, yeah.
I love coconut cookies.
Okay, well, next time I'll bring you some coconut cookies.
Well, Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is.
And
almost a year ago.
You know, I've given you cookies now, so.
I want to reciprocate. Return the favor. You gave me Ben's cookies. I'll give you Ben's cookies.
All right.
Ben's cookies for all. Ben's cookies?
I'm looking forward
of
to
course.
It.
Well, you should, because they're delicious.
And you promised to give me your famous coconut cookies.
Why do we keep all of these old recordings?
Do you remember that?
Can't we just delete the episodes after we record them?
Do you remember that, Ben?
How could I forget?
Almost a year ago, you told me and all the listeners that you make delicious coconut cookies.
The best.
And you said that you were going to bring some for me to try. The listener is wondering, did Ben ever bring Abe some cookies?
No, I was waiting for Christmas time. And Christmas is just around the corner.
this is now 1 year later, Ben.
Yeah, I was talking about this Christmas. Christmas 2023.
Okay, so are you going to make a new promise?
Yeah, new promise. Delete the old promise.
Okay.
And replace it with the new.
That you're going to give me cookies.
I'm
going to
give you a whole box of cookies. Ben's original coconut cookies.
Okay, now I want to know a deadline. When will I taste Ben's delicious coconut cookies?
Well, let's not throw dates around.
How about Christmas?
Okay, Christmas. You know what? It's a deal.
Okay.
Fist bump.
So there you
go. Unbreakable bond between brothers.
There you go. This listener, we'll call her
annoying. Stop pestering me.
Anonymous Y.
Unfulfilled promises.
Lots of people's names start with Y in Japan.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh. Okay. Good one. Anyway, that was her first question.
Oh, she has more?
Yeah.
Wow, she's like a fountain of questions.
Yep.
Hmm. Just squirting everywhere.
Her second question is, you said a few weeks ago when you forgot my birthday.
Well, no, I didn't. I just forgot to wish you a happy birthday in the morning.
Well,
because apparently you need a birthday message soon as you wake up.
We were recording a podcast. We had talked for hours. You didn't mention my birthday. You forgot my birthday.
Apparently there's a time limit.
There is a time limit. Everyone knows there's a time limit. Anyway, you promised during that episode that you were going to give me a birthday present.
I did give you a birthday present.
And that's where I got these cool sunglasses.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just what you always wanted.
Yeah. So thank you, Ben, for the lovely gift.
I know you've lived your whole life being uncool, unpopular, a stupid nerd. But now you can be cool.
So now that I've got the cool guy sunglasses, I'm officially a cool guy.
Stamp of approval. Let's stamp that with a big cool graphic.
Yeah. Well, they are cool.
They're very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. They're very flashy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like, you don't see people wearing sunglasses like these very often. They're like rainbow sunglasses.
They are.
Yeah.
When people see you, they think, this guy probably has a Ferrari.
I think they'd think, why is that guy wearing snowboarding goggles?
No, they think,
because they almost look like snowboarding goggles.
Yeah, but they're not. They're cool sunglasses.
Well, thank you for the cool sunglasses. So,
you're welcome.
There you go, Anonymous Y. Enjoying life abroad. Ben did give me a birthday present.
Yeah.
Here they are. Cool sunglasses.
The cookies are on the way. The sunglasses are on the face.
The cookies are a year late already.
That's all right. Good things come to those who wait.
Good things come to those who wait.
Yes.
Be patient.
Be patient, Abe. Yeah. Always want everything right now, this year.
All right. And the third part of her question, her third question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she gave a
stop.
Three questions.
I'm drowning in questions.
Pretty cool, huh? She's living abroad. She's living her dream.
Mm-hmm.
Her kids are grown up.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, she's divorced.
Nice.
Right? So now she's just living her life, doing what she wants to do.
Yep.
And she's still fairly young.
Okay. And she's still got it.
Oh, yeah, she's in great shape.
Okay.
She's got an open mind, an open heart.
Nice body.
I've never seen her body, Ben, but I know that she does exercise.
You said she
exercises.
She's in great shape.
I think so, because she exercises regularly.
Okay.
Anyway, she hopes to, you know, date and eventually meet someone to share the rest of her life with.
Ooh. She's looking for love.
Everyone deserves love and happiness.
Well, not everyone.
I guess not everyone.
No, some horrible some people.
Terrible people that don't. But
there's monsters in this
all
world.
Good people, all Teacher Talk listeners deserve love and happiness.
Definitely all Teacher Talk listeners.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the question is, you know, recently we talked about pickup lines.
Yeah.
Which are always the man trying to, you know, pick up the woman.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
But she's like, what about me? What about when I see a sexy man? How about pickup lines for ladies?
From the lady to the man.
From the lady to the man.
Yeah, because, you know, these days, genders are completely equal, as they should be.
Well, they're definitely close to being equal. It depends on the country. Many countries, they are basically equal.
In the Teacher Talk family, they are. So women are, you know, women need pickup lines too.
All right. So do we have some pickup lines that work the other way around?
Let's try.
All right. Why don't I be the woman first?
Okay.
You try. I'll be the woman and you be the sexy man.
I think that makes sense because you're more like a woman than me. So that's natural. And I'm the man.
But then afterwards... You be the woman and I be the man.
We'll see.
Okay. So let's give it a try.
Let's cut that dick off.
Ah! Oh, wow. Look at that handsome guy. I think I'm going to talk to him. Ah, hi, excuse me.
Hey, how's it going? Can I help you with something?
I noticed you're walking on the street.
Yeah, I like walking.
Yeah, did your driver's license get suspended?
What do you mean?
Because you're driving me crazy. What's your name?
Look, you seem like a really nice person.
I'm Abe Regina.
Abe Regina. You seem like a really cool girl, but I'm just not interested.
Is that not a good one?
You're driving me crazy.
Yeah.
You're driving me away.
Did your license get suspended? Like, did your driver's
license...
No,
that was good. That was perfect.
Because you're driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. That was cute.
Kind of cute.
Yeah,
right?
That was cute. Yeah. It made me laugh. Do I want to go on a date with you? I don't know. I like your confidence.
You need more?
I need more.
You want it more like suggestive?
Yeah. I need more sort of really, sensual.
You think I have to get you more excited?
Yeah, you got to get me excited.
Okay.
What does this girl have to offer me?
All right. okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Hey, Regina.
So I'm walking along the street, the coolest guy in town.
No. Now we're at a pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right?
Splish, splash. Yeah. I'm just splashing around.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, excuse me.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I just noticed that you're all wet.
Yeah, well, I've been swimming. This is a swimming pool.
Well, you know, I haven't been swimming yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wet too.
Oh. Really?
I just made that up.
What do you mean? Somebody splashed you with some water?
No, I mean down there.
Down there. Oh, no. Oh, okay. I understand.
For you,
I understand.
Swimmer man.
For me? Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a strong reaction.
Do you want to jump into the deep end?
Ugh. I don't know. It sounds a bit forward to me. Yeah.
What? The last time you said it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I know.
And
but
now
you
say it's too much?
You went from a very innocent one, driving me crazy.
Yeah.
To a very, very sexual.
Was it too sexual?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's what you wanted.
Yeah, I guess I want something in between. Something less on the nose.
Something less direct.
Yeah, something less direct. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let me try one more.
Okay.
Okay, so again.
Where are we now?
Let's go to a nightclub.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dancing in the nightclub.
Yeah, okay.
We're in single guy.
Ooh, look at that guy. Come on, Abergina. You can do this. Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah. Are you having fun?
Having a great time, girl.
You're a great dancer.
Ooh, you like these moves?
Yeah.
I've been practicing all day.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
Yeah, actually. I'm starving.
Oh, do you like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you have to come with me.
Okay. What do you have?
I know a private place that has a very hot taco. My taco is so hot.
You got a hot, spicy taco?
Mm, do you want to eat my taco?
I don't know. Let's maybe we could go go on a date first.
That's too
Yeah.
Gosh, I tried.
Yeah.
Abergina didn't get the cool guy.
Abergina, you're such a whore.
Well, these days, that's like slang for vagina.
Taco.
When I was younger, no one said that.
No one said taco?
No.
No? Girls didn't say, hey, Abe, you want to eat my taco?
No.
No?
Girls didn't say that kind of thing when I was...
No, nothing like that. What do they call it in Canada?
I don't want to talk about like super dirty stuff.
An otter or something.
Here, you be the girl now. You be the girl.
All right.
Let me put on my cool guy sunglasses. Now I'm the cool guy. Now you have to try to pick me up, Bennifer.
I'm Bennifer.
Bennifer.
Bennifer's back, everybody. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I've missed you guys. Kisses.
Okay, Bennifer. All right, I'm the cool guy. Where are we?
We're in a hospital.
A hospital? Okay.
Yeah, we're in a hospital.
Oh, am I a doctor?
No, we're both in the hospital waiting room.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You could be a doctor. You could be a handsome, cool doctor.
I don't think a doctor would wear sunglasses like this. Actually...
Only the coolest surgeon.
All right, I'll be Dr. Cool.
Dr. Cool.
Yeah, in the hospital.
He saves lives.
Okay, ready? Here we go. next, let's see, Bennifer Tracy?
Hello.
Bennifer.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Right this way.
This way?
Yep. Please have a seat on the hospital bed there.
Wow, they said you're the coolest doctor.
Well, my name is Dr. Cool.
That's true.
It's just a name, though.
Do you ride a motorbike?
Yes, I do.
That's so cool.
Well, thanks. Anyway, what's wrong, Bennifer?
Hey, doctor, did you get my x-ray results?
X-rays? No, I don't see any x-rays in your file.
Well... They told me I have 206 bones.
Yes, all humans have 206 bones, Bennifer. Hey, I know that because I'm a doctor.
Hey, doctor.
Dr. Cool.
I might have 206 bones, but do you want to give me another one?
Give you a bone?
Give me a bone?
Bennifer.
Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
I mean, put another bone in my body.
Well, that's not what we do here, Bennifer.
One more bone, please.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, don't worry about it. It didn't work. It's a stupid one.
Did you get embarrassed?
I got embarrassed. Yeah. You shrugged me off.
Well, the doctor played dumb.
You're very professional.
Yes.
You'd be a good doctor, Abe.
To play dumb means to pretend you don't know what's going on.
Yes, to be coy.
Yes, yeah. To be coy, to play dumb. Oh, no, what are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, you have. When you're a doctor and women are trying to have sex with you,
You have to be like that.
Okay. Do you,
have to.
Do you want to do one more?
They teach you that in medical school.
Last chance.
Okay. One more.
Okay. What's the situation?
Okay. We're in an airport in Australia.
An airport?
Yeah.
In Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Australian.
We're in Melbourne Airport.
All right. I'm an Australian cool guy now.
Okay. We're both Australian.
Okay. And wait. Am I just a regular person?
You're just another passenger.
Okay.
We're waiting at the departure gate.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hey, nice sunglasses.
Oh, thank you. My friend gave them to me.
Oh, they're really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
You look really nice.
Well, you look good too.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name's Benifer. Oh,
nice to meet you, Benifer.
Do you like my hair?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yes, it's nice.
Really?
Sure. Can I help you?
You're not just saying that to be nice, but really you don't like it?
Sorry, I'm trying to read my book here. Your hair's fine.
Okay, anyway, do you want an Australian kiss?
An Australian kiss?
Yeah, do you want one?
No.
It's like a French kiss, but you go down under. Do you know what I mean?
Like a French kiss down under?
Down under, like Australia.
I don't understand, Benifer. Are you a prostitute?
Oh, do you like,
I'm not interested.
Do you like geography?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you want to see my map of Tasmania?
No.
No?
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Because my pussy looks like Tasmania.
Well, gosh, Benifer...
Anyway, these pickup lines aren't working.
No. Okay, Benifer. Okay, all right. Well, I just want to take a moment and apologize to Anonymous Y. These pickup lines are terrible.
You can use them though.
No, not really. They're very dirty. Maybe the one about drive me crazy?
Yeah, that could work. That could work. Have you lost your license?
It's pretty rare for a woman to use a pickup line on a man, to be honest.
Yeah, but you know, if you can be funny and make someone laugh, then you have an 80% chance of having sex with them.
I don't know where you got those numbers, Ben, but...
Well, they're accurate.
Okay. Anyway, Anonymous Y, our advice is really, honestly, just be yourself. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Talk to strangers.
Grow your hair as long as possible. Men love long hair.
Yeah, so just...
Keep your body in top physical condition.
Most of the people are just listening. We were wearing a wig for those pickup line things. So
we became a woman.
Yeah. Mm. Sure, we did.
We did. I love being a woman.
Okay, Ben.
Tired of being a man.
Anonymous, why? Just be yourself. Talk to strangers. Sometimes you have to be brave.
Yeah, be confident. You're a beautiful woman, and any man would be lucky to have you.
Yes, and she's an amazing chef.
Even better.
Yeah.
The way to a man's dick is through his mouth and stomach.
Okay. Okay. Strange advice.
Trust me, I know.
Okay. Goodbye. Guys, come to 55, freebird.com. Come to Instagram, FBE Teacher Talk. Come to X. I'm on X. FBE Teacher Talk. Send us a message. Send us a comment. Send us a question especially. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everyone who came to watch the video on YouTube. It's our first one in a long time.
We're so back with a bang.
See you again, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. And see you next week.
Bye.